This week's mailbag comes from Giselle. I just saw your Facebook Live, and I'm so grateful to you for taking the time to really answer my questions in detail. You really are gifted in breaking things down and solving problems. I am so motivated and energized by your answers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those are the best words to describe how I'm feeling, but somehow doesn't describe the praise you deserve. If you have an Organized 365 success story, share it with us. Send us an email at lisa@organize365.com and tell us how you've taken back your home, your paper, and your life.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. When we last left Molly, she had just gone to a paper organizing retreat in Cincinnati. She and her husband had tackled the storage room, and she was getting ready to go through her second round of the 100-day home organization program, starting on day 43. Now, I'm so excited to tell you where Molly's going to go in the next couple of months in our fictional story, which is really a compilation of all of your stories who have gone through the 100-day and the all-access program. I have actually dropped in our podcast feed, so if you're actually listening to this on your phone or you're just looking at the feed, you're seeing her first story come again. And I just listened to it from last summer. And I will tell you one thing that's in that podcast episode. I told you that a kids program was coming out in December 2018. Obviously, it did not. If you're going, wait, how did I miss that? You didn't miss it. It didn't come out. It will be coming out in the summer of 2019. So I just wanted to update you on that. So let's review who Molly is. Molly is a soon-to-be 40-year-old woman in the United States who has three kids. And her kids are 13, 10, and 6. Ella is her youngest. She's just started first grade here in the fall. And Molly works part-time, but she's off on Tuesdays. So she's home on Tuesday. She's running her errands in the morning. And then she has Tuesday pretty much all day to do all the organizing she wants. She's decided they're doing fast food or takeout on Tuesday night. So Tuesday is her organizing day. She's also set aside some time on Saturdays, a couple hours on Saturdays for any more organizing that she needs to do, and 2 hours on Sunday to really go through her Sunday basket each week to set herself up for success. So definitely, definitely go re-listen to podcast episode 239 if you're not listening to these on a podcast player, and listen to her first story about how she decluttered before she joined the 100-day program, why she decided to go all access, how she did in her first round, how she's doing with the dates and goals that she set, and all of those things. So now we're going to jump in to February. Molly's been in all access about 6 months now. Her first time through the 100-day program, she got through days 1 through 42, which is what I said most people do. She got her whole entire kitchen done. She got her master bedroom, master bath, master closet. And actually, by the time day 43 came around, she had a kid who was sick for 2 weeks. And then it was the holidays. And she's like, you know what? I'm done. Like, I bought a lifetime access program. I am not killing myself. I am going to focus on my family. I'm going to focus on the holidays. And I'm going to do a few of my paper organizing projects. And then in January, when the 100-day program started up again, she skipped days 1 through 42. She came to a paper organizing retreat in Cincinnati and got 2 binders done. And she and her husband deep dove into the 28-day storage room challenge, which is part of All Access. They got the bins and they got the storage room done. And this is where we join Mary. Now, Mary's son, Brian, is in 8th grade, and he's about to graduate this spring, and we found out that he is the closet organizational expert in their house. He's actually taken over all of the kids' laundry. So Brian is super excited for all of the organization that Molly is doing. And Molly's taken a look now, it's the beginning of February, and she's looking at her planner, and she's mapping out the last of the 100 days, like, of those days 43 through 100 that were so overwhelming to her last time, she actually just looked in the planner at all the printables, at all of the tasks, and she's like, you know, I know I'm going to be able to do these now because we just did the storage room. And so A, we cleared out a lot of stuff in the storage room, but also the reason why it was so overwhelming to do some of those other days like crafts and office supplies and was because I didn't know where my overflow would go. Like, especially when I was going to get into photos and CDs and DVDs and charging cords and electronic cords, like they were all over the house. How could I go through them? They weren't in one place yet. So by organizing the storage room with her husband, she then knew that even if all I get in the next 43 to 100 days is all of these items in one location, so the next time I go through the 100-day program, I then can make decisions about what we keep and what goes, that will be a win for me. The other thing she did was she looked at dating her husband and how well they actually did the storage room together. Like, they did that project really well together. She forgot how much she likes working with him on big projects, and he actually liked it too. So they looked at their dates. Her goal was to have two dates per month. And for February, March, and April, they did one like romantic date, dinner and a movie, but they also did one like home improvement couples date. So in February, they made a list of simple repairs that needed to be done around the house. They went to Home Depot in the morning. They bought everything that they needed. And they came home and they just together checked off this list. Like, they just had this whole list and they would keep going back to the list, and her husband would say, okay, I'm going to go replace the bathroom doorknob. And she would say, great, I'm going to go replace the batteries in the smoke detector. And they would keep coming back to the list and check things off. It was such a fun and productive Saturday. And it turns out that because they live in the Northeast and it's pretty cold in the wintertime, that these Saturdays, the kids weren't in any sports on Saturdays. Saturday, instead of 2 hours organizing, tended to be more like 4 or 5 hours organizing in the morning, and it was her and her husband, and they did something fun with the family at night. So in February, they were focusing on all of their things around the house that were broken that just never seemed to get fixed. Like, one night they figured out how to replace all the under kitchen cabinet lighting and how to get that popped off and buy the right size bulb and put it in there. It screwed in. And that was something neither of them knew how to do, and they had to YouTube it. And once they figured it out, they're like, why did we wait so long? Then in March, that's when they really deep dove into the family's craft and hobby areas. Now that the storage room was a little clearer, it was able to see that the boys still liked Legos, just not the quantity of Legos that they used to have. And they didn't want to get rid of their Legos, so now they got a couple of bins and they put all the Legos they weren't using into the storage room. Same with Ella. Like, there were some things that she had from childhood they definitely wanted to keep from her. She was playing with the majority of her dolls and her toys, but there were a couple of other things that they just wanted to put in a bin with her name on it in the storage room. They weren't sure if they wanted to keep that or not. And Molly was a very crafty person, had lots of different crafts, and she realized that, you know, I am going to be 40, I'm probably definitely going back to full-time work in the fall, and I don't really want to do all 5 of these crafts anymore. The one thing I really would like to get back into is scrapbooking. Like, I love making my photo albums when I have time to do it. That's what I want my craft to be. So I'm going to let go of these other 4 crafts. And March was kind of a hard month of letting go for Molly, as she decided to keep, you know, the expensive and unique pieces of each craft. Like for me, it was when I went through my needlepoint and my counted cross stitch, I kept all of my floss that I had organized, but I got rid of everything else. Everything else I could rebuy. It wasn't very expensive. It wasn't unique, but all the different flosses and how I had them organized, that's something definitely I kept. Something else I personally kept when I went through my crafts is I don't really do any stamping anymore, and I probably will never get into stamping very much anymore, but I have some really cool things. Like, there's a heat gun that you use for embossing powder, and if I ever stamp, I love to do embossing powder, and I have an Amish-made holder for my heat gun, so I don't even have to hold it. I just put the card underneath, so I kept that. And I kept my embossing powders, but I got rid of all of my ink pads and things like that that would dry out anyway. So Molly had a lot of days in March where she was actually thinking about, is this craft part of the current me, the past me, the future me? Where do I see myself using these products in the future? And some of the things, like the stamp pads and some of the stamps that she didn't want to use anymore, actually went in another box called Summer that we'll talk about in a minute. And then in April, they decided this actually in February, but in April is when it happened, is they decided to have a family garage sale. Now, Lisa usually says don't have a garage sale because it's so much work. But in their case, they were working on their financial goal of taking this family trip in the summer, and they needed about $600 more. And they were pretty sure that they could get that by having a garage sale, number one. And number two, Molly saw that there were some things that everyone in the house was holding onto because it just seemed, I don't know, odd or wasteful or hard to just flat out donate it. Like, even though they knew it was all going to a good cause and they'd been donating carload after carload after carload of stuff, there were just some things that they actually wanted to get some monetary value from. Plus, the kids have always wanted to have like a cookie and lemonade stand, and she'd never taken the time to do that. She thought that'd be really fun, that they could do a cookie and lemonade stand. They could earn the money, or at least some money, towards this family vacation. Brian was super excited about organizing it. That was their 13-year-old. Like, he had all these visions. He was going to make all these tags. So what they decided to do was have a staycation for spring break, when the kids were off for spring break. And her husband took 2 days off of work that week also. And they made it like their big spring break project. And they started in March saving everything in the living room and dining room. Oh my gosh, by the time it was time for the garage sale, like, they could barely walk through their living room and the dining room. The kids had so much fun like pricing stuff and getting it all ready so that when it was the time of the garage sale, they put it all outside and they had their great garage sale. They ended up earning $750. And they took everything to the donation center when it was done. They loaded everything up in the cars. They had their money, and they all went out to Chuck E. Cheese that night, which is like a it's like a video game arcade where you can also eat pizza. We have it here in Ohio. I think it's all over the United States. But they went to Chuck E. Cheese, and Molly and her husband just had a couple beers and sat back and watched the kids play. And Brian pretended that he was a little kid again for Ella and his little brother Ben. And they just had fun. Like, they just had fun that whole spring break. They couldn't believe they had so much fun getting rid of all of their stuff. And they were talking about the vacation that they were going to take in the summer. In the 100-day program ended on April 15th. So Molly did the same thing then that she did in the fall. And she doubled down on her Sunday basket for the end of April and May. And even though the 100-day program started again in May, she did not start the 100-day program in May. And what she did instead was she created actually four different boxes. She had her regular Sunday basket, which she was going through weekly, and then she had another basket, which she called her summer vacation box slash kid box. And in her summer vacation box slash kid box, which she started over that spring break time, everything she found in the house that she thought, you know, we really don't need this or want this anymore, but we could do it in the summer, she made a note and she put it in that box and she put it in one bin in the storage room. So like when she went through all of her craft supplies, she had taken all of those stamp pads and those stamps that she no longer wanted, and she put those in that box in the storage room, and then she put a note in her summer vacation, summer kids box. And then at the end of May, she took all of those notes out so she didn't have to look at all the physical stuff, and she planned out the most epic summer they were ever going to have. So each week was going to be like a different craft or an old game they used to play that she had put in the basement so that she could just pull that out, play with it however they wanted. And at the end of the week, the majority of time, they either donated it or they just trashed it. She also created a high school box. So anything that was related to Brian's high school or anything for, you know, any of the summer events that he was going to do went inside of that high school box. And then her fourth box was going to be for going full-time in the fall. So it was anything that she needed to go full-time in the fall, like anything that she needed to fill out paperwork-wise for her employer, but also anything that she thought would make their life easier in the fall, like researching and hiring a housekeeper and creating some kind of a meal plan or meal rotation or meal delivery service. She wasn't sure how it was going to work yet, but she knew that was another piece she had to do before she went back to work full time. So when she reflected back on why the spring worked so well, she realized that having that storage done was truly the key. And days 43 through 100 seemed to fly because she was able to either organize whatever the area was that they were supposed to be organizing, or grab an empty bin, collect whatever that item was all over the house, label it, and put it in the storage room, knowing that she would then organize it the next time through the 100-day home organization program. They had so much fun doing their garage sale that a couple of years later, they would do that on spring break each year. They would do a spring break garage sale. It never took that much time or made that much money. But for the next couple of years, they did do their annual spring break garage sale and had so much fun. In the summer for the 100-day home organization program, Molly just focused on every single area in the planner as it was laid out. Whatever the day was, that was the thing she went and she did, because now she had deep dove into every single area. So now she just could do 15 minutes a day and maintain it over the summer. And she spent the majority of her summer working on the kids getting ready for school, having the kids do the kids program, and they had collected all of the kids' paperwork and schoolwork over the years, and they turned those into the Organized 365 Kids Binder. Brian did his own, and Ben and Ella did theirs with Mom. And at the end of the summer, they had two binders for Brian and one each for Ben and Ella, with one empty one each for Ben and Ella going forward. And Brian's were pretty much done. And this was the best. She could not believe this. And she didn't even put it on her goal list, so she didn't realize this would be a thing. But she and her husband went away overnight on a date. They hadn't done that. Like, they couldn't remember the last time they did that. Definitely before Ella was born. It was so nice to get away and know that everything was going on at home just fine. Like, everything was fine. And they really sat back and they reflected on 1 year. Like, 1 year of investing in organizing, how much had it changed their stress level in their house and the quantity of stuff in their house? And they were going to go on vacation, like they had saved all this money for a vacation. And now she felt prepared and ready to go back to work full time, not like obligated and necessary that she went back to work full time. Like, she really did have the time to go back full time. Everything was really working out great. And the last thing that Molly did was she went to the Embrace Conference in Cincinnati on the end of June. And she got to meet the other people in the 100-day program that she'd been talking to in the Facebook group and hug Lisa. But she'd already hugged Lisa when she came to the paper organizing retreat. This time at the Embrace Conference, we do a lot of reflecting. The first day is just on you as a person, not your husband, your kids, if you have them, just you. Like, what are your goals for you? What are your dreams, hopes, desires? What do you want to do? And she realized that for so long, everything on her to-do list was laundry, which Brian is doing now, or house organization, which she pretty much has finished, or eventually getting around to memory preservation and paper organization, which she had a couple of binders left to do, but all the kids' schoolwork binders were going to get done that summer. She'd already done two at a paper organizing retreat. She just had two more to get done, which she knew she would do this summer before she went back to work full time. Like, all of those low-lying fruit, and I know it sounds silly to say it's low-lying fruit because they took a lot of time and effort, but all of those activities that needed to be done that used to seem so overwhelming and so pressing and urgent and made her feel like she wasn't doing her job as a homeowner because they weren't done. Like, I'll get to that someday. She realized that someday had come and gone and it was done. Like, legitimately, it was done. When she sat down to plan out her next 21 months for herself and her home and her family and her finances, everything that was on that list were things 1 year ago she would never have even dreamed of doing. She would never even have dreamed of hiring a housekeeper. First of all, how would they clean the house? The house had to be picked up. There was too much clutter to even clean the house. They definitely didn't have money for that. But now they did. They were going to have the finances, and the house was in a state that it could be maintained for a housekeeper. That was amazing. When she thought about her home, she knew it would need to be maintained and she would need to keep going through the 100-day program. But a lot of the things that were really simple, annoying things that were just, you know, lights that were burned out and doorknobs that didn't work and touch-up paint that needed to be done, they'd actually knocked that out this spring. And she was able to really think about her house and what she wanted to do in the future bigger. Like, we are going to repaint the kids' rooms this summer. They are going to get all, you know, paint all the kids' rooms. That's what we're going to do this summer. And their school artwork books. And we're going to get the kids organized like I got organized this year. It was so fun to think about turning the kids' bedrooms into their mini apartments and giving them ownership in a fun way, and the whole family going to Home Depot and picking out the colors and all of that, and everyone getting together and clearing out the rooms and painting them was so fun because everyone had a stake and everyone had a say in how the house was running. Whereas if she'd done that just even 1 year prior, like her husband was busy on his things. We didn't even know Brian was organized yet because the boys were sharing rooms. Like a lot of the organizational maturity came in the family through her getting organized was going to make doing these rooms this summer so much, much more fun and so much easier. And when she looked at her family goals, like she loves investing so much time into her kids in the summer and getting them where they need to go for the next school year. So when she goes back to work full time in the fall, she has it written in her contract that in the summer, for 6 weeks in the summer, she actually goes back to part-time and then back to full-time again in the fall. So she won't have the whole summer off that the kids have, but she has already saved half of that summer so that they could continue to do some of these really big fun things while the kids are under their house. And the date nights, you would think 2 dates a month and a lot of months they ended up getting skipped wouldn't be that big of a deal. But she feels so much more connected to her husband than she has in over a decade. Like they're doing fun house projects together. They've planned this summer vacation that they're going on with the family. They've laughed at comedians, cried in movies, talked over dinner and drives in the car. She just feels like this is such a great first step. I can't wait until I have more time with my husband, not something that just needs to be checked off the to-do list. And then finally, when she looked at her finances, you know, the money really hadn't changed over the last year. It wasn't like she got a raise or they earned any additional money and unexpected things came up that definitely drained their bank account at times. But she realized when she was really focused on earning that money for that family vacation, there were some creative things they were able to cut back on and save and ways they were able to earn money and make that happen. And she was looking forward to what they would be able to do with the added income from her going back to work full time. And now it wouldn't just be like money earned and then flow right back out again for fast food or rebuying things because they didn't have them, because now they were organized and they had a plan. So of this additional income she was going to be able to earn by going back to work full time, that was going to be able to fund significant things in their future and family memories they were going to be able to create, not just nice, convenient 1 day a week things that they wanted to have here and there. So I know this is a shorter episode than the other one was, but I hope that gives you a fuller picture. Obviously, Molly is fictional. We didn't have anything terrible happen to her in this 6 months, because you can have 6 months that are pretty good, right? But I also want you to see, as you listen to this fictional account of how people go through the 100-day home organization program, all of the stories that I shared with you are my personal stories or stories of other people who've gone through the program. After I aired this the first time, I had a lot of people email me and say, how do you know what we're doing in our houses? Like you even know what we're thinking. How do you do that? I don't know. I don't know how I do it. But that is pretty typical of what 1 year going through the program looks like. You start to make these little goals in each area of your life. And then you just head down, follow the plan. Like do the 15-minute a day task. You notice when Molly did it back in the fall, she was spending a lot more time than 15 minutes a day, right? But by the end, she was spending 15 minutes a day. And for some of you in the beginning, it is just 15 minutes a day. And by the end, you're spending more than 15 minutes a day. Anything that you want to do that's going to create lasting change is going to start by creating a habit. The 15 minutes a day and the daily task is just really a crutch and a coaching way to get you into this new habit that you want of living an organized life. But to truly live an organized life, it takes doing that habit every day pretty much for a year. But at the end of the year, you are so much more organized than you were in the beginning, or you could have ever imagined that you were going to be. Are there going to be weeks where you don't do any organizing at all? Absolutely. Are there going to be weeks where you like do a whole week of organizing and spend like 20 hours doing organizing? Yeah, probably, because that's just how it works. That's just how life works. So I have repeatedly been saying this quote, and I want you guys to really internalize it, which is we overestimate what we could do in a day or a week or a weekend, and we underestimate what we can do in a year. Your year of getting organized may look different from Molly, but there will be more similarities than there will be differences. There will be times where you completely drop the 100-day program and you just focus on your Sunday basket. There will be times when you do neither because you're sick. There will be times when you say, you know what, I'm going to take a week off of work and I'm going to go Sunday to Sunday, and this is going to be like I'm literally going to do 60 hours worth of organizing this week. And you're going to get through a whole bunch of stuff in 1 week. It's going to ebb and flow. The key delineator of whether you will be successful or not is not how much time and how fast you can get it done. It's that it becomes a daily habit. So someone said to me the other day, they said, organize 365, like really? Organization every day of the year? I'm like, okay, well, what day do you not want to be organized? Like, it's a lifestyle. It's a journey. It's a way of living. Every day being more organized, and your organization is going to grow on top of itself. Your understanding of what it means to be organized will get deeper. What organization looks like for you and your family will change as your home changes, as the age of your kids change, as your job changes, as your stage in life changes. All of these things will require your organization to change. Organization never remains stagnant or steady. It is a changing thing, kind of like your morning routine, or in my case, the amount of makeup I put on my face is crazy. There's so much makeup now. It used to be like 5 things. Now I think it's like 20 because I'm approaching 50 now. And as you go through your life, you're going to have these different milestones where you just have a different perception about what you have saved in your storage room. What you save in your 20s and 30s is different than what you save in your 40s and 50s. A lot of people worry that as they are in these big decluttering modes and they're ready to just like get rid of it all, are they going to regret what they have gotten rid of? And almost always the answer is no. If you really feel like you're going to regret it, definitely don't get rid of it. But for the most part, it's the act of deciding and getting rid of the object that is hard. Once it's gone, there's relief. And you're like, oh, I never have to think about that thing again. So I hope you've enjoyed Molly's story. We are going to catch up with Angela next week and see how our brand new professional organizer is doing. Have a great week.